Exceptional managers versus average managers. Managers can learn heaps from two extensive studies done by the Gallup organization over 25 years. These studies focused on how managers and employees interact. The data gathered from these studies is packed with practical lessons, methods, tactics, and strategies that managers can use to improve their skills. In a massive study involving over a million employees across various industries, researchers set out to uncover what truly keeps talented workers engaged in their jobs. The standout discovery is that talented employees need great managers. These managers serve as the linchpin in retaining top talent within a company. Even if a company boasts exceptional leadership, enticing benefits, competitive pay, and valuable training opportunities, an employee's decision to stay often hinges on their relationship with their immediate supervisor. In the second study, researchers analyzed how top-notch managers stand out by looking at how they find, hire, lead, and keep talented employees. They measured success using things like how much a company sells, how much profit it makes, how happy customers are, how many employees leave, and how productive everyone is. The impact of managers on their team's environment. Managers hold significant sway over their team's daily life. They define and pervade the work atmosphere through the rules they establish and how they interact with their employees. Effective managers who consistently prioritize building strong one-to-one relationships with their employees achieve higher satisfaction levels across all areas of concern. When employees feel satisfied with their managers, it reflects positively on the performance of their business units. These satisfied employees contribute to sustained productivity, profitability, employee retention, and customer satisfaction. Management's four support levels. Think of yourself as a coach guiding your team up a mountain. You need to make sure they understand the basics before tackling advanced levels. Don't rush into leadership or teamwork until they're ready. Answer their questions about what's expected and what resources are available. Provide the right level of help based on their needs. At the base camp level, employees want to know exactly what's expected of me and do I have the materials necessary to do the work properly. At the second level, which we'll call Camp 1, employees are focused on a few key concerns. They want to know if they're doing their jobs well and if they have what they need to succeed. They also wonder about the positive outcomes of their efforts and whether they'll get support to make their mark. Employees in this camp often ask, "Can I do what I'm best at every day?" As a manager, it's crucial to address these concerns head-on. Let your team know how they'll be recognized and praised. Talk about reward programs and how promotions work. Promise to give them feedback when they do great work. They need to feel valued personally and that their hard work matters to you and other leaders. Seek belonging and purpose. At Camp 2, employees wonder how they fit in at work. They care about whether their opinions matter, if they'll be listened to, if the company's mission makes their job feel important, and if their colleagues share their passion for doing great work. Essentially, they want to know if they'll find friends among their coworkers. In Camp 3, employees are fired up about their progress and personal development. They crave stability by excelling in their work for a company where their boss supports their growth and provides chances to learn and improve. No one wants to put in hard work, pick up new skills, and then find out the company has no room to help them move forward. Everyone ambitious wants assurance that as they learn and gain experience, the company will take notice and reward them accordingly. Basics first. As a manager, helping your team is like climbing a mountain. You start at base camp and work your way up, step by step. Each step is crucial, so don't rush or skip any. Pay attention to each person's strengths and weaknesses because everyone's journey is different. Base Camp and Camp 1, focus on meeting basic needs. Don't worry about anything else until you know they're comfortable. Once you've got that covered, you can start thinking about higher-level stuff. For example, if you're working on mission statements or setting up self-managed teams, you're dealing with what we call belonging needs at Camp 2. These are important, but only for those who are ready to move up. Radical Management Insight. Smart managers realize that every employee is unique. They grasp that each person has their way of thinking, behaving, and interacting with others. Instead of trying to mold everyone to fit a certain job description, which is a lost cause, great managers focus on understanding each individual's strengths and weaknesses. They then find ways to support and encourage each employee based on their nature. By doing so, they help each person thrive in their role. Smart managers don't treat everyone alike. They have their favorites, recognizing that some workers have more potential than others. They focus on each employee's strengths, just like a skilled poker player keeps track of every player's moves. By understanding each person's unique abilities, they bring out the best in everyone. Unconventional management. Great managers don't play by the usual rules. Instead of fixing people's weaknesses, they dive into discovering what makes each person tick. While most managers try to help employees overcome their faults, exceptional managers know better. They focus on developing people's strengths instead. Empowering employees to accept their unique strengths and personalities releases their full potential. Encouraging them to cultivate their talents and personal characteristics leads to better outcomes. Rather than lumping people together based on their profession, acknowledging and nurturing their differences is key. This approach recognizes that each person has a distinct combination of abilities, passions, and aspirations. By valuing and harnessing these differences, organizations can achieve greater success. Being a great manager means recognizing that everyone in your team is different. Take the time to get to know each person, understand their skills, what motivates them, how they think, and how they build relationships. Celebrate these differences and help each other grow. The four keys. Great managers possess four essential skills when it comes to working with people. These skills differ from those of charismatic leaders, who set the overall vision for an organization. Instead, managers focus on connecting with each employee individually. They do this by asking questions, listening carefully, offering guidance, and providing support. As a manager, your job is to dig deep into each employee's talents and help them shine at their best. Self-managed teams often struggle because they lack someone who can do this effectively. Human resource departments need to focus on training managers to understand and execute these steps, step by step. Being an effective manager involves excelling in four crucial tasks, regardless of your other skills or areas of expertise. These tasks include 1. Selecting the right people to hire, 2. Setting clear expectations for each individual, 3. Motivating every staff member, and 4. Guiding the career development of your employees in a way that benefits both the individual and the company. Find the perfect fit for the job. When hiring, focus on experience, smarts, and grit, but ultimately go for talent. Look for a repeating way of thinking, feeling, or acting that can be useful for your company. Aim for someone with a consistently positive outlook, who's dedicated and driven by themselves. When hiring, emphasize talent because it's the one thing you can't teach. You can train skills and abilities and build on experience, brain power, and willpower. But talent is what makes each person unique. It's like a special lens through which they see the world. A person's talent is like their core nature and identity. As a good manager, you'll realize you can't and shouldn't change someone's core. Instead, help them recognize and nurture their talents, guiding them to use those talents effectively. Set expectations for managers. Instead of telling workers exactly what to do, great managers focus on the results they want to achieve. This way, they stay in control and keep people focused on getting things done. But here's the kicker. Not everyone works the same way. So, it's important to understand that each person is different and let them figure out their path to reach the goal. By giving employees the freedom to be themselves, they can use their unique skills to achieve the desired outcome. It's all about empowering them to find their way to success. Recognizing that each person is unique goes hand in hand with understanding that as a manager, your main goal is to help everyone reach a high level of performance. These two tasks, dealing with individuals and managing tasks, are in sync. This approach also pushes people to be more aware of themselves and reliant on their abilities, enabling them to achieve more. Match employees with the right roles. Some employees excel when they stay in their current positions rather than aiming for promotions. As a manager, your challenge is to help them find where they shine best, not just push them up the ladder. This approach recognizes everyone's unique strengths and ensures the company makes the most of each person's talents. For instance, one employee might thrive as a supervisor, while another might flourish by mastering their current role. Unfortunately, some employees may not be the right fit and may need to leave. By aligning people's personalities with their jobs, you're tapping into their natural abilities. This helps each person make the most of their strengths, ultimately boosting productivity for the company. Key points. 1. Exceptional managers prioritize building strong relationships with employees to retain top talent and enhance overall performance. 2. Effective managers understand and cater to employees' needs across 4 support levels, promoting satisfaction and productivity. 3. Great managers recognize and nurture individual strengths, empowering employees to thrive in their roles. 4. Key managerial tasks include selecting the right people, setting clear expectations, motivating staff, and guiding career development. 5. Hiring based on talent rather than just skills ensures unique perspectives and capabilities are valued and utilized effectively. 6. Managers should focus on results rather than micromanaging, allowing employees to find their path to success. 7. Aligning strengths with roles boosts productivity and satisfaction. Not everyone needs promotion.